Chapter 45. The End, Possibly. Location, the Angel Realm. Nimbus was in a good mood when he arrived at the outskirts of the Angel Realm. He couldn't wait to see Michael and unload his bundles of guilt over his latest lessons with cause and effect. Maybe he would start with his experience with Merlin. He knew his mentor would enjoy the part about how he put out the fire Merlin had caused, and how he was almost stuck in triplets when Merlin tried to shapeshift him into a human being. Michael will just shake his head when he hears I've changed my mind about wanting to be a human. But I'm not so sure he would be too pleased with me spending hurricane season with Cousin Taz and then quitting. Wait. He already knows what I did. He always knows. Michael's sweet assistant wasn't at her desk when Nimbus arrived. Seeing that Michael's door was ajar, he pushed it open and floated in. Michael, staring out the window, just glanced at Nimbus. The incredibly fit archangel looked like he had put on weight with his wings hanging so low. His long hair was limp and unwashed, and the blonde streaks, appearing brown, fell in strings around his face, the face of a worried and depressed angel. "Michael, are you all right?" Nimbus asked, suddenly worried. He had never seen his mentor so undone.
"Hello, Nimbus. Come in."
I've never seen you like this. What has happened?"
"I have been given orders to execute my plan that will hopefully save Earth before it's too late. I am to start immediately."
"What orders? What's happened?"
"The human being doesn't seem to understand how their actions have not only affected their world, but the whole universe."
"What?" Nimbus started to grow and glow.
"Take it easy, Nimbus. I'll try and explain."
Michael went to his desk and sat down.
"The human beings have been thinking and acting like they are the creator, but they are not the creator. Oh, they can create like the one, but they can also annihilate. They were given free will to choose, but they have not been learning their lessons. Therefore, after much deliberation, the leaders of the UPB, that's the Universal Powers That Be, have come up with an upgrade for Earth. Since they realize that the majority of their past decisions are the cause, and the effects of their past mismanagement have led to the continuous escalation of negative energies, this could prove catastrophic."
"What was the cause again?" Nimbus asked, eyes as wide as his glasses.
"The UPB's neglect and then sporadic interference to treat the symptoms of the human being's misbehavior instead of the root problem. This needs to be corrected, as the energy imbalance is now vibrating throughout the entire solar system. It's like a stone dropped in the water. The waves are traveling throughout the whole universal pool."
Michael blew out a long sigh, and Nimbus floated quietly in space, trying to understand.
"You and I both know that with every action, there must be an equal and opposite reaction. It's the law in this universe anyway."
"So you are saying that the human being's actions are causing the reaction? Which would be the effect, right?"
"Exactly. There were warnings that came from the prophets, mystics, and the written word. But as I have said before, humans started thinking they were gods and turned a blind eye."
"Both eyes, right?" Nimbus said with a smile and a nod.
"Yes."
"What do you have to do?" Nimbus asked again.
"I have been given the go-ahead to realign and balance the Earth before the new advanced upload. Everything as we know it will never be the same again."
Are you talking an ending for all of us?"
"Only if my plan fails, but, you know, all we need is a shift, Nimbus, even if it's a small one. I just hope we haven't waited too long. We, the entire angel realm, were hoping that the humans would pull together and raise to a higher consciousness sooner. But the negative forces and their fierce competition of who gets what and their selfish mono-thinking are just getting stronger."
"But doesn't the positive good forces always win, Michael?"
Love always wins, Nimbus, or always has in the past, but will it this time?
I don't understand.
Of course you do. Don't play the innocent, Cloud. You of all creations know the power and its destructive abilities. You understand the need for correction, for bringing on the forces to rebalance the energies. Come on.
No, I don't.
Denial has always been your nemesis, Nimbus. Your Achilles heel.
Nimbus couldn't believe what Michael was saying. Was this the Michael he had always known? Something must have happened to him while he was gone. Even his voice had changed. Then he remembered. Michael, is this about what I did with Taz in the hurricane season?
No.
He leaned forward and folded his hands on his desk. Well, what then? Please tell me. I mean, what do you have to do?
What do we have to do?
We? As in you and me, or as in all the angels?
All of us, and all living creatures on Earth, including the human beings. If my plan fails, there will be a storm of all storms. That's where you come in.
What? Me?
You will lead the most powerful force. It is for the good of all.
No.
Oh, yes.
I won't.
You will. You will as I was willed. Michael pushed himself up from his desk and looked up. Thy will be done.
But why?
It's bigger than all of us, Nimbus. I am only on a need-to-know status. All I know is that it just is. Science, spirit, the duality of cause and effect. It's not anything, but it's everything. The present program on Earth is no longer working. There will be changes.
Well, what kind of changes?
Radical changes that will alter even our existence.
But all those people?
Yes, they will be changed eventually, those that survive.
Survive? But wait, I can help them. I realize that I want to finish my levels and be an angel's angel complete. And you can help me with all that.
Those times are over, Nimbus.
No.
Yes.
You mean no more angel realm and helping the human beings?
The insides of Nimbus were tumbling, and he was starting to feel sick. Michael drifted off into a daydream. He looked so sad that Nimbus almost started to cry.
Michael, just tell me what has caused all this. Michael?
Michael started moving from his desk to the window, and then the door, and then back. He stopped and looked directly at Nimbus with sharp, narrow eyes.
Most of the human beings' coherent energies have depleted because of too much taking and not enough putting back. Too much singularity and not enough unity, which is what caused the imbalance you asked about. The humans have turned on their own species like a cancer invading its own body. In fact, the humans, plants, and the animals are getting diseases that we can't stop. And their new technology on gene coding is not working, since it had nothing to do with genes but pure consciousness. Unfortunately, most human beings are still unconscious, no matter how hard the angel realm has tried. The negative forces have overrun the present system. And because the force has gotten so strong, it won't be long until all the human beings will be operating in the negative.
You're still not making sense to me, Michael. In fact, this is all nonsense. It goes against all your teachings of love and compassion, following the right way and what all the religions professed. Good always prevails. Wasn't that in the angel manual you gave me?
Nimbus, you misunderstood. We have talked about this before. There is no good, and there is no bad. Just love and fear.
What? That's impossible. It's in all the religious books about evil. Maybe it's because so many humans believe that they are all sinners, bad and damned to hell unless they are good. But then again, half the world believes that if you keep trying to do good, you don't have to come back and do it again. That's that reincarnation thing. And so many actually believe that
in nothing at all, but, oh, I don't know. Nimbus paused and adjusted his glasses and got calm. There's a lot of Rickies out there and that don't love. Is that it? But you said that religion keeps humans working together for the good.
Yes, but over time, the original teachings have been diluted, rewritten, and convoluted by certain groups or individuals for their own gain. And the new technology we thought would progress their evolution has backfired. Those who have misused the computer technology have landed in human thinking like locusts on a plant.
Michael arched his wings, feeling their weight on his shoulders. He looked at Nimbus.
I have been given my orders to shift mankind's thinking long enough to cause a gap that will open space for the new upload in Earth's program.
What kind of orders?
Since I am the strongest of the archangels, I am going to try and rebalance the quadrant. The numbers are all off. And since everything is energy, the universal system is being upgraded anyway to a new pattern of 4/8. I must rebalance the quadrant first.
This is all so outside my box, Nimbus said.
Yes, I know, Michael said, smiling.
How did the powers of B find out about all this in the first place?
It has been discovered that the Great Pyramid, at its lowest level near the center of the Earth, is on the verge of collapse. The equation is not holding the structure. Therefore, the chaotic resonance is vibrating erratically, and the volume is continuing to rise, which means an eventual explosion of the greatest magnitude.
What does that mean?
Picture an opera singer breaking a glass with her voice. Same idea.
Loud noises exploding? Mathematics? Nimbus asked.
Yes, it's physics, Nimbus. I am finding that the energy is coming from the vibration of the altered language over time. The original language came in tones and harmonics before the spoken or written word. So now I am thinking that there needs to be a change with that first.
A change in what exactly? Nimbus asked, confused.
The language.
Language? What does that have to do with quadrants in it?
Because communication is part of the energy quadrant. Mind, body, spirit, and emotion.
Michael leaned back in his chair and continued.
In the beginning, before there was language, the human being communicated through tones and harmonics. Everyone on Earth understood each other because it was an interaction and transference of unity through music and singing in tones. However, as time went on, languages were created to form separate groups to keep secrets from the other, like private and mysterious messages. Those languages divided the human being, causing doubt and mistrust, which led to creating negative words.
Nimbus's blank look made Michael's voice more emphatic.
You remember? We talked about the teachings of thought, word, and deed. The thoughts create the word, which creates the deed. Therefore, words in the language are very powerful. I am thinking that some of the negative words in the communication need to be altered, maybe even deleted completely.
Michael took a breath and forced it out in a hissing sound as he ran his fingers through his greasy hair. Nimbus was speechless.
I have been working on a plan to delete a negative word. If I can get rid of just one or two of those vibrations from the present language, that will increase the positive vibration. Since everything has a vibration, the positive words will be strengthened. There is a pretty good chance that a rebalancing will occur and the chaotic energy will stabilize.
Michael glared at Nimbus.
However, if it doesn't work, the end game goes into effect.
But what about music and bringing back the right tones? Nimbus asked.
Too many chaotic and negative songs to override in time.
Oh, this all sounds so... Nimbus was trying to think of the right word.
Final? It will be if I'm not successful.
Michael shook his head.
I will admit I have doubts. I'm not so sure the one picked the best entity for this job. Gabriel is better at communicating and certainly strong enough.
I think the one made the right choice, Nimbus said, suddenly feeling calm. To me, you're more than all the angels and entities put together.
His eyes leaked droplets and fogged up his glasses. Michael's eyes turned a bright turquoise as they filled with tears, too.
I love you, Nimbus.
Nimbus felt a deep glow inside of him that caused him to feel bliss.
I love you too, Michael.
He felt his mass fill with love.
How can I help?
Thank you, my friend. I know this is a tough decision for you.
He paused to collect his thoughts.
Let me first remind you that your involvement in the endgame is not a done deal yet. When my plan succeeds, it will cancel your mission.
Suddenly, Nimbus felt a surge of strength, a maturity he wasn't familiar with up to this point.
Let's start from the beginning, Michael. What is your plan?